Regional aviation groups support the Senate version of the FAA reauthorization bill by joining NBAA's call to action. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan.
NBAA's Flight Plan is brought to you by JetQuest. Citation-focused, client-driven. That's jet-quest.com. JetQuest.
I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. NBAA President and CEO Ed Boland tells me the association is by no means alone in showing support for the Senate version of the FAA reauthorization bill.
The concerns that we've been expressing have been also expressed by other GA associations. So we're not alone, but certainly our members have done an outstanding job of making their voices heard, and that's what democracy is all about.
We saw what was happening, and in listening to senior management with NBAA, realized that this was going to be a pretty good-sized fight.
That's David Small at the Georgia Business Aviation Association. With more than 100 members, ranging from single owner-operators to some of the nation's biggest flight departments, GBAA has a lot at stake in supporting the Senate bill.
The membership did take heed of the message and responded. So I think that feedback that NBAA got and our congressman received helped.
In New Jersey, David Bellastock is president of the Teterboro Users Group. Bellastock says he's been working closely with NBAA Northeast Regional Representative Dean Saussure.
We were ready and able to do whatever we can in the form of grassroots activism to help. And Dean forwarded a contact Congress link along with the information about the proposed legislation. And we quickly disseminated that to our membership.
And David Small says it proves to him a point about how citizens can make a difference when it comes to what happens in Washington.
It's excellent to see that groups such as the GBA and the NBAA can channel back that membership voice to the powers that be, and that they listen.
At the GBAA and the Teterboro Users Group, members were repeatedly encouraged to use NBAA's Contact Congress interface on the web and on their smartphones and on their tablets. Now, this fight is by no means finished, so NBAA President Ed Boland continues to urge those of us who work in or have a love for aviation to use it to reach out to senators and representatives.
People simply type in nbaa.org/action and have the ability to send a letter to their elected representatives. So that's a great option.
Once again, from your phone, your tablet, or your computer, go to nbaa.org/action and you'll quickly find how easy it is to get your message seen in the halls of Congress. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment, but first, please, this message.
Operate an airplane that weighs less than 12,500 pounds? Do you fly a helicopter? If the answer to either of those questions is yes, then take advantage of the small aircraft exemption that NBAA has obtained on behalf of its members. It gives light aircraft operators the full range of economic and operational options extended to large aircraft, and that includes the ability to enter into a time-sharing or joint ownership agreement, or carry business passengers or property and charge for the flight. Learn more at nbaa.org/exemption.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. The NBAA Maintenance Management Conference gets underway May 3rd through 5th in Kansas City, and you might be especially interested in one of the professional development courses offered there. It's the Technical Operations Manual Workshop, and the idea is to provide NBAA members with what they need to know to create a document that states clearly the company's execution of aircraft maintenance, hangar, and ground operations. You can register for the PDP course on the website, nbaa.org. Search on the term Technical Operations Manual Workshop. Need to benchmark your flight department's employee compensation? The 2016 NBAA Compensation Survey is now open. Getting this valuable information is free and easy. You literally give some to get some. Provide your compensation information and get free access to the entire survey at no charge. You can get more information at nbaa.org by searching on the words Compensation Survey. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.